I'm Karel Vega for WKAR, your NPR station for the Capital Region. Following clashes between protesters and attendees, controversial alt-right leader Richard Spencer is currently speaking at Michigan State University. But as WKAR's Katie Cook reports, the crowd outside has not dispersed.
As far as I can tell, though, the protesters have not, the crowd has not diminished. They're still out here. Occasionally, one person or a group of two or three will come up and want to go into the pavilion, and they'll have to be escorted by the police. And the whole protest crowd will just rush to surround them, yell at them, chant Nazi at them. They've been throwing rocks. A few protesters have been tackled, and the police have had to try to push through in order to get the attendees through, and they haven't always been successful. So there has definitely been some clashing, some angry words, a little bit of violence. I haven't seen anyone terribly hurt at this point. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.
And WKAR Scott Pohl was inside of the MSU Pavilion as Spencer spoke and brings us this report.
Richard Spencer delayed his remarks by about a half hour over what he described as a very serious situation outside. He called it effectively a riot in which there were fisticuffs at times. He says an aide of his was attacked and injured by protesters outside. Once he began his remarks, there were perhaps 50 people inside. He claims that over 150 tickets had been distributed, but that people weren't able to get into his talk because of the violence outside. He blamed Antifa for the violence, saying no other group, other than perhaps ISIS, faces this kind of hostility. Scott Pohl, WKAR News.
You're listening to WKAR.